Coddersill's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
Callum Smith laying down a marker at the start of the World Boxing Super Series. The super middleweight ball well and truly rolling for him. A unanimous points decision win over Eric Skoglund at the Liverpool Echo Arena. Let's talk again with Callum's trainer, Joe Gallagher. Morning to you, Joe.
Morning.
Must be delighted with it, although perhaps tougher than many were expecting.
It wasn't as tough as what... It's what we expected. Obviously, Eric Skoglund wasn't the household name that everyone's used to coming over. Usually, they come from America. But Skoglund is a very good fighter. It was Nathan Cleverley's mandatory earlier on in the year at light heavyweight. So we knew he was good pedigree beforehand. We'd done our homework. And I always said this would be a distance fight. I thought Callum Smith acquitted himself well early on. Then in round five, I think his nose turned the blood works on. They just started pouring with blood for some reason. Couldn't see whether it was a head or a punch. Come back, regrouped and finished strong and showed his power late on as well by getting a knockdown in round 11. But a fantastic start to the tournament, and that's what Callum Smith needed, which was a competitive fight after a frustrating 18 months.
I was going to say, sometimes as boxers or as coaches, trainers, you say 12 rounds does them good.
Yeah, listen, anyone from that now, Callum Smith's going to get better and better after that performance. Like you say, Callum had been treading water since he won the European title at the Echo Arena, beating Mohamed. He had defences against Blackledge and 6 and 8 rounds with people, but there weren't enough to get the juices going. You're just treading water, but that the other day now he's out again and fought there at the Echo Arena. Great crowd, great turnout. And no, that'll do him the world of good, that 12 hired rounds. And he's out again now. It'll be the end of January, beginning of February.
Brilliant the way they put on the night as well, wasn't it? It was a different boxing showcase, if you like.
Yeah, like everyone says all the time. It's like a Hollywood production, like you say, with the lights, everything else. And no, it was really good, and it was something different. And like I say, Callum was first out in the super middleweights in this tournament. I think the next one out now will be Chris Eubank over in Germany, and then it goes to Groves versus Jamie Cox, and it's only got to build momentum. I think more and more people have got to tune in. I think the ratings at the weekend on ITV were very good. We've seen it was competing with like Billy Joe's fight, and then obviously Canelo in the early hours of the morning, but it was a fantastic turnout in the crowd as well, which was really good, really, because the fight was really promoted, really, on social media with World Boxing Super Series, with it being promoted on Instagram and Twitter. And, you know, usually the Matchroom show's there in 2 weeks and there's always big hype behind that, big press conferences and everything else. And this never had that, but the crowd still came out to support Callum Smith, and it's good for Liverpool boxing now.
Yeah, it certainly caught the attention, hasn't it? Is it good for Callum to be first up in the series, sort of, you know, get it under your belt and then sit back and watch the others?
Yeah, it's very much like when they're amateurs and they go away on tournaments around the world, they make the draw and then you're just sitting and waiting. And I know a lot of fighters like to just get in and fight instead of waiting for day four before you have your first fight. And I think Callum wanted to get out, get his fight, have it out of the way, sit back now and watch the other three fights. He'll be going to them, watching them, and ready to come back then to start camp beginning December for his next fight.
Was there a point or a couple of points in the middle of the fight where Skoglund stepped it up a little bit and Callum had to display something different, something perhaps he'd never really encountered?
Yeah, listen, Skoglund is a solid... I said to Callum, that fight before, that's like an old-school proper European title defence, world title, final eliminator. He was a seasoned amateur, a seasoned pro, undefeated. Doesn't know how to lose, and it wasn't a give up without a fight, and that's what we showed. Skoglund, Callum got off to a great start, like I said, and Skoglund had to do something, and he was urged on to his corner to do something, but by him being urged on then it was playing into Callum's hands then, and like you say, see the straight right hands Callum couldn't miss him with later on down the stretch in the fight.
And I'm so glad
this kid Callum Smith, he's only just got to get better and better and better, and like you say, he's just been treading water, but he's focused, he's got the appetite and he's buzzing, and I'm really pleased for him.
Well, experience is everything, isn't it, Joe? And I presume when you make your steps up the ladder and you gain those different fights against fighters who have been around longer, they're more durable, the classier fighters, you're learning all the time.
Yeah, all the time. And when Callum Smith first turned over professionally, he was sparring Nathan Cleverley, Tony Bellew, Carl Froch, and he came on leaps and bounds. Obviously, there's a few of them moved on now. Some have retired. Some have gone up in the weight divisions. So for our next fight now, Callum Smith, you're getting up there. Callum's up there as one of the best in the world in super middleweight division. It's hard to get other kids as good to come in and do the sparring as well. But his experience, like you say, is everything. He's 23-0 now, 17 knockouts, and he's on to the WBC Diamond. I think we're awaiting the WBC this week to possibly announce and push that they recognise Callum Smith as their number one super middleweight champion. Although Benavidez and Gravel fought for the belt, which Callum should have fought for last weekend. But really, the WBC dropped one there. They should have put that belt on that fight on Saturday night. But we're waiting for that from the WBC. And, looking forward to Callum Smith moving on now to his next fight in January, February, and possibly may have to travel to America for it.
Congratulations, Callum and Martin Murray on Saturday night. Now, some thoughts on Golovkin against Canelo, boxing dragged through the mud again by the politics at the weekend. Look, you've been involved in fights where, again, you've been frustrated by bad decisions. Paul Smith had one, didn't he? Of course, you were ringside for it as well. Does it never cease to amaze you, Joe?
I think what everyone will agree with, that it was a close fight on Saturday night. With me and Callum, we went back, had a bit of pizza, and then we went over to the Hilton, and they had it on there. So I think everyone was surprised to see Callum in there, but we watched it there, and like you say, it was a close fight. I thought Canelo did well early on. Triple G was getting to him, and this is where judging is so subjective. Are you voting and judging for the kid that's coming forward, being the aggressor, which is Triple G, and in America they like to go with that, or you're going for the back foot fighter, which sometimes in America they go for with like a Floyd Mayweather, and that's what Saul Alvarez was doing. He was on the back foot. He was looking to counter with big solid shots like uppercuts and hooks, and you go on. But like you say, some of the rounds are very close, but what you can't argue is there was no way that scorecard was so wide, that judge did there. Everyone said it was a round either side on that, and like you say, it's subjective. I thought at the finish, Alvarez by one round. I know a lot of people thought Triple G by one round. Some had a draw. But it was never 7-8 rounds in it like that was the other night. I don't know what they were watching.
No, so what happens to that judge now? I mean, a lot of boxing fans will think, is it just left as it is? Is he subject to a bit of scrutiny, Joe?
No. Yeah, from what I understand, I think the Nevada State Commission, they'll have an inquiry. Asked to explain the scorecard, and most probably be a suspension. That's what usually happens over there in America, and especially when it's such a high-profile fight. Boxing, it delivered the fight. Everyone wanted to see the fight delivered. And, you know, the fight, it left you wanting a little bit more. And I know for health and safety and fighters' well-being, and it's 12 rounds now, but that was the type of fight we would have liked to have seen, them extra three rounds, that 15 rounds, and them three rounds. Could Triple G have got to him, stopped him? Could Alvarez come back and could have had a bit more of a... We all wanted a little bit more at the end of it. It was a good fight. But then, like you say, we have bad judging, and that leaves boxing again, like I'm doing now, talking about it for the wrong reason instead of all the good reasons.
Yeah, it was a special fight. Shame the politics has sort of cast a cloud on it. And a quickie in 2 weeks' time, you're back at the Echo Arena, aren't you? You've got a couple of fighters involved?
Yeah. No, I'm so chuffed to go back with Natasha Jonas. What a sporting story she is. She used to play for Liverpool football, played for England. Football career cut short. Her sister plays for England, and now she's going back. She's went to the Olympics as an amateur, lost to Katie Taylor, and now this is her first professional fight back in Liverpool, her second one as a pro. And she's so excited. She was there the other night and can't wait to go there in 2 weeks' time. And then we have Paul Butler headlining in a world title eliminator against Stuart Hall. So it's going to be another fantastic night at Echo Arena. There's some great fights on it. We've got the derby there with Sean Dodd versus Tom Stoker. But Rocky Fielding in a good British Commonwealth title fight with David Brophy. O'Hara Davis, not the most popular kid in Liverpool, from London, taking on Tom Farrell. So it's got to be a great night. And I know Liverpool is a great fighting city, and I'm sure it'll be a sellout and another good night for fight fans.
Radio City Talk Breakfast. The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall. Radio City Talk.